This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Mexican officials are denying a claim by U.S. President Donald Trump that the United States has signed an important part of the immigration and security deal with Mexico. Trump tweeted that statement without revealing any details about the contents of such a deal. Mexican officials deny any such side agreement on controlling migrants, and Trump said the undisclosed provision needs to be approved by Mexico's Congress. He said he does not anticipate a problem with the vote, but threatened that if the measure fails among Mexican lawmakers, he will return to the threat of imposing new tariffs on Mexican goods. In a call to the CNBC television channel on Monday, Trump issued another tariff threat, this one to China. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Amid a trade war with Beijing, the president says he expects to meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping at this month's G20 summit in Japan. If Xi does not show up, the president says he'll put more tariffs into effect against China. He made this threat the same day tariffs he'd threatened against Mexico were to kick in. They're now on the back burner after the U.S. reached an agreement with Mexico. The president made the China threat after calling into CNBC's Squawk Box this morning, apparently in response to criticism from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce over the Mexico threat. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An Indian court has sentenced three men to life imprisonment for the brutal rape and murder of an eight-year-old Muslim girl in Indian Kashmir. The case has sparked nationwide outrage. The girl was kidnapped last January while she was alone in a field. She was tortured, drugged, and repeatedly raped before being killed and her body dumped in a forest. Investigators said the girl, who belonged to a Muslim nomadic tribe, was targeted as part of a plan to frighten that community. This is VOA News. At least 95 people were killed in central Mali on Monday when armed men attacked a village overnight, shooting people and setting homes on fire. A reporter in the region told VOA's French to Africa service the attack targeted the village of Sobonetu. He said the death toll may rise past 100. Initial reports said the village inhabited by the ethnic Dogon people was likely attacked by ethnic Fulani fighters. Tensions have existed between the two groups for years. Hong Kong's top official says the city will proceed with its controversial plan to allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges. This came after a massive protest in the city on Sunday. Estimates of the size of the crowd vary between a few hundred thousand and a million. The bill's sanctioning of extradition to China, in particular, has alarmed a wide cross-section of Hong Kong, from international business groups to legal societies and pro-democracy parties. They say China's legal system would not guarantee the same rights to defendants as they would have in semi-autonomous Hong Kong. Three of Russia's leading newspapers have published identical front pages questioning the motives behind the arrest of investigative reporter Ivan Golunov, who was injured while in police custody. The joint statement calls for an investigation into the arrest and does not rule out the possibility that Golunov's arrest is related to his professional activities. The journalism watchdog Reporters Without Borders warned that the arrest could mark a significant escalation in the persecution of independent journalists in Russia. Iran's foreign minister predicts economic confrontation with the United States as Persian Gulf tensions continue. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mohammad Javad Zarif warned the U.S. cannot expect to stay safe after launching what he described as an economic war against Iran. A stern-faced Zarif was offering a series of threats over the ongoing tensions gripping the Persian Gulf. Zarif said Mr. Trump himself has announced that the U.S. has launched an economic war against Iran and that the only solution for reducing tensions in this region is, he says, stopping that economic war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Anti-corruption authorities in Pakistan have arrested the country's former president, Asif Ali Zardari, for his alleged role in a multimillion-dollar money laundering case. The former president rejects the corruption charges as politically motivated. Zardari heads the third-largest political party in parliament and is accused of using dozens of fake bank accounts to stash millions of dollars from Pakistan into overseas accounts. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.